It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 22. We're going to start reading with the first verse and read to the end of the chapter today, to the end of the precious book. And so please that you would follow along with us today if you can. If not, please listen. While you're looking that up, Revelation chapter 22, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here at the church 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And that's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. And we're going to read the chapter, the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation today. Revelation chapter 22, beginning to read with verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb of God shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou, do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And he that is just, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. From without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues which are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. What a wonderful chapter to read. It is the final chapter in this precious book. We have enjoyed such a study in this book. I hope that you've enjoyed it as much as I have. Now we will begin and enjoy this time, but first, as we always do, we begin it with prayer. Father, I thank and praise you today that we can come, enjoy the study, open your precious book. I love coming to church. I love coming to Sunday school and Bible studies that we have. I love the opportunity to fellowship with you and over your word together as we have the opportunity across the airways as well. And so, Father, just please use this. I ask that you'll touch the hearts of all those that are lost, that they will be able to hear. As those words says, come, let him that hear. Father, it begins, we know, with the heart. And I hope that all that are listening today will hear your words, and they will be born again, that they'll be saved. Please, dear Father, we desire that no one will go to hell. And you have made it so simple and so easy, and yet man has complicated so many things by their rules and regulations. Salvation is free, and you give it. All we have to do is hear, accept it when we hear, and we're born again. So please, dear Lord, you died on the cross of Calvary. Father, your Son died on the cross of Calvary to save us. And so please that all listen and all come. And Father, for those that are born again, let's listen, know your word, share your word with all that's around. Please now, Father, guide and lead us through this study, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Those precious words, behold, I come quickly, as we look at the seventh verse. And everything, I just love those verses. And above that is a little bit of review. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Wonderful. It's just tremendous. The fruit that comes from the tree, leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God. It's just beautiful verses just to sit and read and enjoy. And I hope that you do. I hope that you read and enjoy these precious verses. But now that we come down, and again I'll read verse 6, and we'll usher in verse 7 then. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Behold, I come quickly. You think of coming quickly, and this we kind of covered a little bit last time we were together. When we think of coming quickly, we think of a time period less than 2,000 years. But our Lord, as we know it, and we read from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. And so when it comes to the Lord's time, it's just been 2 days. And so be patient, my friend. And please don't question whether he is or is not coming. Know without a doubt he is coming, because he will return. He made the promise of his first coming when he was born from the Virgin Mary and lived here for 33 years, died on the cross, rose again 3 days later. All that was told to us, prophesied clearly to us. The Israel, if you're a Jew, you missed it. You missed all those things that he told you in the Old Testament. And I hope, please, please, that you will listen and understand their importance and their power and their strength. Don't miss the Lord Jesus. Because, you see, if you miss Jesus, yes, he's going to come again. And, yes, you'll have an opportunity, but you're going to have to go through the tribulation to find him. You don't need to. You can come by faith today, not as a nation. God will recall the nation later. But right now, you need to come and trust in him. But please understand that just because in our timeline, it seems like a long time, and many would say, as they did before he came the first time, that he's not coming. He's not coming. Well, he is coming. He is coming. And so please trust in that. Know that without a question. Understand that he is returning. Let's go to 2 Peter, because I want you to read this with me. It's not very far from Revelation here. 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. We're going to read from verse 4 through verse 8. And I want you to carefully listen here. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. Talking about the flood. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire. See, God said very clearly that through the study of his word, yes, he destroyed mankind because everything was so wicked. And he started out again with Noah and his wife and his three sons. And that started mankind again. Originally, still through Adam and Eve, of course. Still born in sin, because it is still of the seed of Adam, as Adam sinned, ate of the forbidden fruit. But things in a very short period of time got very, very wicked. Isn't that something, how that under those wonderful conditions that man would not turn to God? They didn't. And it turned out that there were just 8 souls left at that time. Only 8 souls that were believers. Everybody else had forsaken God. Well, it started over again, and God gave a promise with the rainbow that he would never destroy this earth again with water. But he will have a cleansing with fire, reserved unto fire. Look at verse 7 there. Against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. That was the verse that we read last time we were together. I wanted to read those verses above, and if you'd like to go to them and read them for yourself, please do. 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 4. And, you know, verse 3 even tells us of that chapter, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. That sure tells us of today, doesn't it? It sure does. Where is the promise of his coming? Ever since my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, nothing's changed. Well, it has. We've had the flood, and fire's coming next. No, without a question, judgment is coming. And he tells us now, as we turn back into Revelation chapter 22, he is coming quickly. In verse 20, of just one verse short of the end of the book, surely I come quickly, it tells us. The ignorance of man to ignore the word and the will of God. He is coming. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, as that 20th verse tells us. As we come back now to the 7th verse, Revelation 22:7, Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel and showed me these things. John is not writing any kind of heresy. It is what he has seen, and it is what he has heard. That's what he's talking about. And then saith he unto me, See thou, do it not. For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. Then saith he unto me, See thou, do it not. We are not to worship angels or prophets or saints of any kind. We're not to worship the preacher or anyone else. We are to worship God and Him only. What a lesson for us to learn. We spend more time, more money to satisfy self, to worship things, stuff that we've acquired or want to acquire. God requires, demands us to worship Him and Him only. Again, that verse of Scripture. Look at verse 8. I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. See thou, do it not. John was so taken by what he had seen, but he was told immediately, They do not deserve your worship. They do not deserve your time. Nor do the prophets, nor does anyone worship God in Him only. Many religions today speak of gaining sainthood. They need to do so many things to gain that position and that place. Whether it be so many miracles or something that they would do here upon earth. It's too bad that many do not look to the Word of God. Because, my friend, the minute, the second, that you call upon the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, you are a saint. You become a saint of God. Please understand that. Now, does that make me perfect? Does that make you perfect the minute you come to the Lord Jesus? No, we're still in the flesh. But man has come up with these rules and keeping people out of sainthood. We're children of God. Understand that. How much greater does it get than that? And yet, many come up with these positions. And I don't need to die to find out whether I did everything correctly. Because you see, I came by faith to the Lord Jesus. He saved me. The Spirit of God convicted my heart of who I was, what I was. And then he showed me the Lord Jesus Christ. his son. He said, here, he's died for you. The Son of God. He's died for you, so accept him. Accept that salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I did. That makes me a child of God. I'm a saint not by works, not by miracles, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. And again, I don't have to wait. I know it. I know it now. Right now. What a joy. You know, back in Daniel chapter 12, and I would like for you to take time to read the book of Daniel. You'll really enjoy it. There's so many things that correspond. We have used references back and forth, but as a whole, we have tried to stay just with the book of Revelation. But there are many references to the book of Daniel in concerning the prophecies that are to come and the things that are there, and it's a wonderful study. And as we look at the 12th chapter of Daniel, and I was going to see here for sure how many verses of Scripture it is. It's 13 verses. And so let me read. I don't like to take this much time, but let me read concerning the 12th chapter, and that way you can understand what I'm talking about. Daniel chapter 12. We're in Revelation chapter 22, but we're reading from Daniel chapter 12. And at that time shall Michael stand up, that great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Well, it sounds just like what we've been studying, doesn't it? Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words, seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the one and the other on the side of the bank of the river. One said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have the accomplishment, shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. but go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. And we're looking at these this verses of Scripture in the 12th chapter of Daniel. And we found some days here. We have times, time, times, and a half. That would be 3.5 years. Now we have two other times here. And one is 1,290 days. And the other cometh to the 1,305 days. And so as we look at these times, let's start with this study, and we'll probably need to work on it a little bit more next week. But let's come back now to the 12th verse, 11th and 12th verse, as we look through these words now. I wanted to read first Daniel chapter 12. Now listen carefully here. The last words in verse 9 of chapter 22 of Revelation was worship God. And now in the 10th verse, and he saith to me, seal not and the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. Now, it tells us, seal not the sayings of this prophecy, for the time is at hand. Back in Daniel, he was told, and see if I can see that verse scripture, verse 9, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. When John witnessed and recorded what the Lord wanted him to have, he saw everything all the way to the end. Daniel, he was 500 years before the birth of Christ. We're 100 years past, 60 years past the birth of Christ. Two, yet speaking the very same words. And we're going to take a look at that. In Daniel chapter 12, he was given a command to seal the book and rest until the time of the end. Daniel didn't understand. He asked, when shall these things be? Daniel, he shut it. Just shut it up and wait. Daniel, seal it. And he waited. And here, as I said, we are opening it, for the end has come. Jesus is coming soon, very, very soon. To read Daniel chapter 12, speaking of all the things that were coming. And we'll try to get back to that next week, but I want to spend a little bit of time here at this 11th verse, because we have the time is at hand in chapter 10 of Revelation. And in Daniel chapter 12, verse 9, when that time comes, then we'll open it. But at this point in time in Daniel, it had not come to that point. And so before we talk about any of the numbers, and I hope to get back to that at some point in time, but you'll find two classes of people, the unjust and the filthy, the righteous and the holy. And that's what we see in verse 11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filth, which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. It's going to increase. Still, fixed, permanent. All destinies are fixed. My dear friend, please come. What are you going to do about Jesus?